Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The great Bobby Belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Why is everyone raving about Lamar Jackson's balls? More on that in just a moment. Look at the heavy eye roll from Sean
there.
That was
good.
That was a Raven pun. That's a direct quote that you'll find out about here in just a second after we read a trash list from Pro Football Focus. Actually, it's not a trash list this time. I don't think this is actually that bad of a list. For the first time in forever, Sam Monson, you finally did something good. Congratulations.
Good.
No, he's not. That dude's a tool.
You don't like him?
No, I don't like him. I don't like his analysis. I don't like him personally. He's the worst.
You like him personally?
He's the worst.
Shots.
Yeah. Both of them.
I have no idea. I don't pay attention to who writes these things.
The guy was good.
Well, because he works with PFF.
Oh.
They agree.
I just don't understand. Like, why is everybody so triggered by PFF? If you don't like their list, then don't use their list.
They've historically graded Diggs better than I would grade this guy's personality. So, they've been going through these top 32 of every position, basically, in the NFL. So, we've already talked about the receivers. They've gone through a bunch of different positions. Now, they've got their cornerback rankings up. And I was very interested.
And for the record, to answer your question, and for all the Tolos so they know, the reason that we always do this list, I'm just hoping for a fight to break out between you two. That's the only reason I schedule it on there. Bobby isn't asking to do it. I'm like, oh, PFF came out with another one? Yeah, let's read it, and hopefully there'll
be...
You want
a real fight? Let's do the quarterback one.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Let's do CB and QB right here.
So, CBs, they went through their top ranking here, and I'm a little surprised. I was surprised at where they had Trayvon Diggs, because that has been, I would say, their biggest fight with the public has been Diggs over the last 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
They wrote an entire article re-emphasizing, I believe it was end of his second season when he had all those interceptions. They had written an entire, like, 6,000-word article breaking down, this is why we grade the way we do. This is the disparity between what you guys see with Trayvon Diggs and what we see with Trayvon Diggs. And I don't recall them ever having to write a whole article talking about, here's our divorce between the public and us on this player's grade. So this has been a big fight for them.
It has been. And I'm glad they actually addressed it. Because, you know, when you look at it and you see that grade and it's like, okay, well, he had all these interceptions. And they're like, well, yeah, but like we grade plays that he doesn't even get thrown to. You know, they grade all 60 plays of the game.
Now, this is from the past season, where they stand right now. Or who's going to have the best year?
Same sort of thing that we ran into with the receiver list the other day. It's not totally defined. It's more just where are they at right now? Now, what is the criteria? You're basing off of last year? You're basing off of full body work? Are you projecting out? They don't make that clear. But it is for right now. Who is it? So the number one corner in the NFL is? Any guesses? Sauce Gardner. New York Jets. Wow. Gardner hit the ground running in the NFL, allowed a 53.9 passer rating, just 45.9% of passes thrown in his coverage were caught by the intended receiver. Number two, Jalen Ramsey, Miami Dolphins. This feels
hard to disagree.
Like an aggressive, is this respect?
Yeah.
Is this a belief of something's going to change in Miami?
Although, who belongs it to? If it's not, if we're going to knock him, Jair Alexander?
Alexander, Surtain.
I think Alexander's really, really good. Alexander would be up near the top for me. Number three, again, good player. I think a lot of the criticisms people have had for Diggs before, you could have about this guy throughout his career. Number three, Darius Slay. He gets the number three call there with the Eagles.
I thought he had a fantastic year. You like you do with all Eagles. You say it was overhyped. He was overrated and
I think he was good. I had a bigger problem with Bradbury last year. I thought you could throw on Bradbury fairly easy, and the Cowboys did. It's just I think a lot of teams didn't take advantage of it.
What was the quote? mid-ass secondary. That's what he said on his...
mid-ass secondary, mid-ass football team, mid-ass quarterback. That was after they lost to the Chiefs when I went on my rant. Number four, another young gun, Patrick Surtain of the Denver Broncos. Number five, little low for me, Jair Alexander, Green Bay Packers. And then number six, Sean Sharif. Stephon Urkel Gilmore.
Oh, I was just joking. Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore is number six.
It's not Diggs.
No. Nope.
Number two corner.
Is his middle name Urkel?
No. Stephon Urkel was the alter ego of Steve Urkel.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why I was quoting that. He says there was a stretch where Gilmore was the best cornerback in football.
He was.
And while that may be in the past now, he showed in each of his past two stops that he can still play at a very high level. For the Colts, Gilmore recorded an 81.1 PFF coverage grade and allowed an 82.6 passer rating from 82 targets. He now gets the benefit of playing opposite Trayvon Diggs in Dallas in 2023. So you hear that? Now it's a benefit to play across from Trayvon Diggs. They're already trying to backtrack on the guy a little bit.
You need to be crediting them. They are loving Gilmore like you, hyping him just as much.
I really like Gilmore. My BFF grade was not 81.1. I had him at an 83.2 last year, mainly for his man coverage skills.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Number seven, Marshawn Lattimore, who has been really strong and consistent. Corners at times can be a little bullpen-like, where they have up and down seasons and kind of go through these waves. Lattimore's been pretty consistent his entire career. And then number eight, the only team with two corners in the top eight is
Burnt Man Toast.
The Dallas Cowboys. That's right. Can't forget about Boss Man Fat, which, by the way, he deleted that tweet over the weekend after getting dragged by people. His Boss Man Fat, can't forget about him, quote tweet to Jordan Lewis. He deleted it. So he was getting crushed too much.
Did Jordan delete his? Should have.
He did
disrespect.
Not.
No. Disrespect.
Number eight is Trayvon Diggs.
He's the best.
Of the Dallas Cowboys.
He's the best.
Diggs didn't have the same gaudy interception stats in 2022 as he did the year before, but he was a better overall player.
He was.
Over the past two seasons, he has given up some big plays, but as a ball hawk and a dangerous cornerback to test, his play may see a boost this season with Stephon Gilmore on the other side keeping defenses honest. So, You believe I should give credit here instead of
issuing
skepticism of their quiet, like, you know what, let's sneak him onto a list.
See, that's
like, and we won't like talk about we were wrong.
They even admitted that he had a better year this year than he did during his interception season, which speaks to their like philosophy of we don't overvalue the interception.
Okay, but they are the kings of our grades are our grades, and that's how we stack players. Our formula is our formula, and this is what it is. Diggs was not the eighth-ranked corner based off of their grades last year.
I have to go back and look.
No, he wasn't. I'm just saying he wasn't the eighth-graded corner. I think he was in the...
Do we all think that Trayvon's season last year was better than the year before?
He was...
I know we're going to weight the picks.
See, and that's the problem is that if you're, because you talk about the interceptions flip the field, they do so many different things for you that I think it broke about even for me. It's just he was doing different things better. He got a lot of interceptions that one year, but he gave up fewer big plays this past year.
So what you're saying is we know that they didn't rank Diggs this high at the end of the season, so why is he this high now?
Right. Why are you trying to basically... It's easier to subtly backtrack in an off-season article than change your rankings up in the middle of it and go, we were wrong, sorry. And
it shouldn't
change. What they've done.
It shouldn't change at all.
No.
Your numbers should be what they are at the end of the season.
Exactly.
It could be Sam grades differently because they all have different. They have like 600 graders over there.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Sam is an analyst, but generally you would expect, because in other lists they've done in the past, they use their formula. That's their proprietary blend. That's their 11 herbs and spices or whatever that nobody thinks is very good. And then rounding out the top 10 here, number 9, J.C. Horn from the Carolina Panthers, and number 10, Jamel Dean from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, Cowboys.
Never even heard of him.
Cowboys with the only team with
You know who showed up on number 18? Cheeto.
Okay. I mean.
They could have three top 18 corners.
What are you going to crap on Cheeto?
It's just. He was hurt a lot of last year. He's been banged up pretty consistently. He's fine. I don't know that I would say he's a top 20 quarter in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, like this doesn't have to go just off of last year,
right? But, I mean, they clearly are with Diggs since they thought Diggs was like an awful football player in 2021. So
they're saying that the Cowboys have the best corners in the NFL.
Best corner duo, yep.
Best corner duo.
According to this list, yeah. All right, you want Lamar Jackson's balls or quarterbacks?
Let's go Lamar. We won't have enough time for the other one.
Because he's not a quarterback, right? He's a running back. Mark Andrews, the Ravens tight end, just cannot stop bragging to people right now about Lamar Jackson's balls.
The guy every year in fantasy, I'm like, dang it, I wish I got Mark Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He was out there talking to reporters during these OTAs, and he was raving, as I said, because that was a great pun. I'm going to use it again, Sean. he was absolutely raving about Lamar Jackson, how he looks. He says, just coming back here today and seeing him throw, seeing the way he's seeing the game, his balls are incredible. I think that's a good one. He's putting the balls on the money, so he looks incredible. So now, are we getting Lamar Jackson hype season going? He didn't need to show up to OTAs, Chop.
No.
He didn't need to work on anything.
This is RJ Choppy and Steve Young. It's them against the world of Lamar could be in more close to Mahomes throwing. The Ravens held him back.
Hang on. Hang on. Okay, I had never said that. I just don't like the notion that...
The argument we had was, do we really believe that the Ravens have corralled this passing ability because he's this special runner? I don't believe that. I believe that they have evaluated him correctly and said, he's not a great thrower, so let's limit some of the throwing and let's focus on the legs. But Steve Young wants us all to believe, no, there's just this entirely different world that's been undiscovered. There's this treasure that the Ravens can now go to once the legs start fading, and he's going to pinpointly dissect and take apart secondaries. That's what I disagree
with. Yeah, look, I mean, to me, they recognize that his legs are better than his arm. That doesn't mean that his arm is not good. It means that his legs are better. So they're going to utilize that. And I would too. Now, eventually.
But who in football would believe that that's the better way to do it with the passing, the passing generation that we're in?
Because oh my God, absolutely. If you have a quarterback that can move, that is so difficult to play. There's a reason that he has the fourth best winning percentage of any quarterback in NFL history. Like they're doing something right, and now eventually, you know, he won't run as well as he does and up throw, and now that's going to make it more difficult because the threat of the run won't be there, so it's going to be more difficult by default.
Steve Young said he could be the greatest player in the history of the game, but they're holding him back. Woo!
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Next Gen Stats, really quickly as we wrap up here, had the 10 most explosive runners of 2022, and Tony Pollard was fifth on the list. But they had three quarterbacks on the list. Justin Fields ranked number one among all players. Yeah. Lamar Jackson was fourth. Do you know who the third quarterback was coming in ninth?
The most explosive?
Yep, we've got Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields on the list so far.
Most explosive running quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones.
No. Wright State. Well, at least according to their team name, being New York.
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen was the ninth most explosive runner in the NFL last year.
He's a monster. He's a freak athlete.
That's why he's your number two.
He's my number two.
And we're wrong about him.
You'll see. 877-881-1053, chartrack.com, text line. It's below the belt. Every single day on your home of America's team. I don't even know. I have like nine Ranger topics written down. Right, I don't even know where to go.
Do them all.
I got how many Ranger All-Stars are they? Do they have? What is the real insurance for Jacob DeGrom? What is Vegas saying about your on-fire baseball team? And Jared Sandler with a poll question on who is surprising you the most on your home of the Rangers next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!